Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message by Stephen Cady. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. As we do each year on All Saints Sunday, today we pause to remember those whom we have lost in the last year. Today is a day when we remember those who have died, who are no longer physically with us, but whose presence is still day by day, moment by moment, felt. Maybe you have someone in mind this morning. In other words, this is a day in which we, as a people of faith, pause for just a moment to confront the reality of death. Though, if we're honest, it feels like we've had to do that a lot lately. Like almost every time we turn on the news or open the paper or get an alert on our phones. And as we call for and await a ceasefire in Israel and Palestine, as we long for an end to the violence, not just a ceasing of hostilities, but of the undergirding injustices that have caused them, as we long for a release of the captives and an end to the death of innocents and the stopping of the bombardments of refugee camps, and as we've seen picture after picture of children being brought out of the rubble of our inhumanity, we have had to confront over and over again the reality of death among us. And it's not just in the so-called Holy Land, but any place where the powerful take advantage of the powerless, where people are made to suffer for others' sin, where hearts still beat, but lives have long ago been thrown away. Maybe you have some place in mind this morning. We could certainly name Israel and Palestine, but we could just as easily name Yemen or the Congo or Nigeria or Ukraine or our southern border or Lewiston, Maine or Rochester, New York, or any place where crushing penury pilfers people from possibility. Any place where people are not allowed to find their way towards life, towards fullness of life. And that's not to mention all the stuff that's happening in our own lives, all the pain and problem and challenge of our own life, the people whom we have personally lost, that is, those who used to sleep in our beds or eat at our tables or sit in our pews. Maybe you're remembering some this morning. And in the midst of all of that pain and death and destruction and problem in our world, we are offered this morning a psalm of thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. In the midst of all the pain and destruction and death in our world, we are offered a psalm of thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. And maybe it's just me, but I don't always feel like giving thanks in these moments. More often than not, I turn my head to God and I ask why. Maybe some of you have asked the same question of late. Now, I know, of course, cognitively, theologically, that that's not the way it works, that God is not flipping some cosmic switch causing the pain of this world, that part of the freedom we have to live in this world means that we will fail one another. That there's no guarantee, even as a people of faith, that bad things aren't going to happen, but I would sure like them not to. And into the midst of that, we are offered a psalm of thanksgiving. A friend of mine says there are really only two kinds of psalms, psalms of thanksgiving and psalms of lament, and most are a little of both. That is, in every psalm of thanksgiving, you can hear a little lament. We could hear it in our psalm reading for today. But in every song of lament, there's also a little thanksgiving. There's something there to point us back in the right direction, to remind us of why we hear and why we're here and what we hear. And that sort of makes sense to us, doesn't it? After all, how many of us in the midst of all of the pain and death and destruction in our world have still found something to laugh about? Maybe you've been in the midst of crying and you've laughed. Maybe you've been in the midst of mourning and you've smiled. Maybe you've been in the midst of looking around at the pain and destruction and still seen a little glimpse of grace. Have you experienced that of late? Last week, in the midst of suffering the slings and arrows of daily pastoral ministry, that is, writing sermons and planning for funerals and weddings and losing sleep over budgets and email, enough said, I also had to go downtown to the DMV. So I went to the DMV and I waited and I waited and I waited through the line, having gotten my number, and then waited and waited and waited some more until I was finally called up. I paid for my registration, I got my new plates, and was assured that I could just turn back in my old plates at the little drop box right outside the DMV, that I wouldn't have to wait in that line again to go back through just to drop off those plates. And so I went out thinking this is going to be easy. I grab my old plates, I come back in, and I go to the drop box, and on it there's a big sign that reads, surrender charge $1, cash or check only. And I, of course, had neither. I never do. Now, right next to it was an ATM that only gave bills in the denominations of 20s, to say that the most, at the least. And so I began to fill out the form and formulate a plan in my mind about whether I would re-enter that hell mouth that is the door entrance to the DMV, or whether I would withdraw $20 or more and find some place down the road where I could purchase something to get enough change to come back in, to stuff it in the envelope, and put it in the surrender box. And then an older woman who had been working behind the security desk, watching my embarrassingly obvious frustration, walked over and handed me a dollar bill and said simply, "Don't worry, it's not going to break the bank." And into my darkness there came a great light. In the midst of everything else I was facing, in the midst of everything else we are facing as a world, all I could think to do was give thanks. Sometimes when so much is wrong in our world, it is helpful to remember that some things are still right. Sometimes when everything, when we look around, seems bad, it is helpful to remember that there is still good in this world if we are willing to look for it. And if we struggle to remember that, we have the Psalms there to remind us. See, the beauty of the Psalms is that they are brutally and painfully honest. For years, they have been erroneously labeled as David's Psalms, as if David wrote them. He did not. And not only is not true, but it misses the point and the brilliance and the beauty of the Psalms, that here are these poems and hymns, the hymn book of our ancient world that were there, written over centuries to remind us of what it's like to be human. That sometimes we will face the good, the bad, and the ugly, and they don't always come one at a time. The beauty of the Psalms is that they do not pretend. Look at Psalm 88. It is maybe the only lament psalm that doesn't have any moment to come up for air. That is, it doesn't end with thanksgiving. It ends, and I paraphrase, "All my friends have left me, and I am all alone." And yet, even in that lament, there is hope. There is hope for anybody who has ever felt that way in their life. It is hope for anybody who might be feeling that way this morning. It is a reminder that even in our loneliness, we are not alone. That other people throughout the centuries have felt how we feel, have struggled with the same kinds of things with which we struggle. That we are not alone in our pain, in our loneliness, nor are we alone in our joy and in our praise. Don't you see? The Psalms are there to remind us that we're not in this alone, that it's okay to not be okay. Maybe that's why Jesus, at least in Matthew's gospel, at his darkest moment, leans back into the Psalms. Maybe you remember it, Psalm 22, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" If it helped Jesus, maybe it could help us too. We pause on this day to remember all of those who have come before us, to remember those whom we have lost in this last year. We can still feel the pain and the hurt and the sorrow, and added on top of that is all the pain and the hurt and the sorrow of our world. And in the midst of all that, maybe the best thing we can do is to get by with a little help from our friends, those who are with us now, but also all of those who have come before us, the centuries of collected wisdom which remind us of what it's like to be human. Because the people who wrote the Psalms knew what it was like to live in a violent world. They knew what it was like to love deeply and lose profoundly, and yet still, even in the midst of that, they found hope. And by God's grace, they loved the people who came after them enough. They loved us enough to share that hope. Maybe that's something we can be thankful for. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.